thank you. We welcome you to the December 1st regular City Council meeting. I'm Mayor Giles. I'll be conducting the meeting. Initially, we'd like to begin with an invocation offered by Pastor David Land with the New Life Assembly of God Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be offered by Councilmember Scott Summers. Please join me in standing for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings that are poured out upon us each and every day. As the book of Psalms declares that the heavens are yours and the earth also is yours. And Lord, may we also realize that every one of us in this room are yours. And my prayer is that one day everyone will come to realize that and live their life in a way to glory and honorify you. Lord, I know that sometimes as decisions are made, we have a tendency to make them based on personal feeling or public opinion, but I pray that as our city council meets tonight, that every decision they make will be by divine providence, that it'll be your will that will be done in this meeting. And we pray your blessings upon our council members, your blessings upon our city. And I pray it all in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Land and Councilmember Summers. I'd just like to note, Pastor Land, congratulations. We know your church was heavily damaged by fire several months ago, and I think you're nearing completion of your renovations. And I think you mentioned before the end of the year or shortly thereafter, you'll be back in your church building. So congratulations on successfully addressing those challenges with your congregation. The next item on our agenda is the consent agenda. We will have that read to us in a moment, and then following that, we'll make a vote on it.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Venture Out Social Club, one-day fraternal event, Monday, January 26th, 5001 East Main Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Venture Out Social Club, one-day fraternal event, Monday, February 9th, 5001 East Main Street. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Quick Cash Market, 1107 North Mesa Drive. Item 4A, act on contract for annual replacement program of computers, ruggedized laptops, and field-based tablets for various city departments. Item 4B, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for landscape maintenance services for Zone 2, parks, retention basins, and sports fields for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4C, act on one-year renewal of term contract for fiberglass water slide repair for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4D, act on three-year term contract for medical billing services for the Fire and Medical Department. This annual contract is funded by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS grant. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase replacement camera equipment for the Police Department. This purchase is funded by the Police Department operating budget. Item 4F, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for ammunition for the Police Department. The increase is funded by asset forfeiture RICO funding for year 2 and the Police Department operating budget for year 3. Item 4G, act on three-year term contract for helicopter engine parts and repairs for the Police Department. Item 4H, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for fire hose as requested by the Transportation Department. Item 4I, act on three-year term contract for landscape maintenance services for parkway medians and right-of-way for the Transportation Department. Item 4J, act on six-month extension and dollar limit increase to the term contract for fire system water meters for the Water Resources Department. Item 4K, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for biosolids removal and reuse disposal services for the Water Resources Department. Item 4L, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for uninterruptible power supplies products, maintenance, and repair services for the Water Resources Department. Item 4M, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for bulk methanol for wastewater treatment for the Water Resources Department. Item 4N, act on contract to purchase two replacement magnetic drive centrifugal pumps for the Southeast Water Reclamation Plant for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4O, act on contract for Mesa Council and College Access Center Rehabilitation. This project is funded by Community Development Block Grant Funds. Item 4P, act on contract for Southern Avenue improvements from the Tempe Canal to Sycamore. Funding is available from the 2013 Authorized Street Bond Program. Item 5A, act on resolution canvassing, declaring, and adopting the results of the general election consolidated with the statewide general election held November 4th, 2014. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-49, 155 South Hibbert, located south of Main Street and west of Mesa Drive, rezoned to allow for a live-work development. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance amending the Mesa City Code Title 6, Chapter 21, Sections 2 and 3, entitled Fireworks Prohibited Exceptions and Sale of Fireworks to align with the new state law time periods during which the sale of permissible consumer fireworks is allowed. Item 7A, act on resolution declaring that certain document titled Licensing and Record Keeping filed with the city clerk to be a public record and providing availability of the document for public use and inspection. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance repealing and replacing Mesa City Code Title 5, Chapter 10, Article 3, to update that portion of the Mesa City Code through adoption of the language in a certain public document entitled Licensing and Record Keeping and repealing certain Mesa City Code regulations for privilege and excise taxes. Items 8A and 8B have been removed from the agenda. Item 9A will be continued to the December 8th City Council meeting. Item 9B, act on ordinance amending the Mesa City Code Title 10 by adding subsection 10-3-18Q, amending section 10-4-9, and amending section 10-4-11. These modifications authorize the city traffic engineer to establish emergency construction or contingent speed limits and to establish reduced speed limits adjacent to schools. The modifications also explicitly provide for establishing maximum allowable vehicle weights on certain streets. Item 10A, act on subdivision plat for Murata, the 2,000 block of North Sossaman Road and the 7,600 block of East McKellops Road, located at the northeast corner of Sossaman Road and McKellops Road. And item 10B, act on subdivision plat Higley Heights Phase 3C, the 1,200 to 1,300 blocks of North Higley Road on the west side. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, any requests to remove any items from the consent?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. Council, any requests to remove any of those items? If not, we'd entertain a motion for approval, which has already been made. Is there a second? Okay. And there is. Please cast your vote. Okay, the vote is unanimous in favor of passing the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. This is where we get to hear from the public on whatever's on your mind. I have two cards. Ms. Mickelson, is this it?
That's it, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. So we have two folks that would look forward to hearing from tonight. The first is Ivy Koppel. I'd invite you to come forward, and she'll be followed by Jerry Barron. If you could please just state your name for the record, and then also your address, and then we look forward to hearing what you have to say for 3 minutes.
Thank you very much. Ivy Koppel, address is 3821 North Sierra Circle, Mesa, 85207. Thank you, gentlemen. My first time here is kind of overwhelming and exciting, so thank you very much. I wanted to see if we could have your assistance with looking into Ghost Rider. It is kind of a long-lost subdivision that's gotten shuffled away, so to say. It's been locked down since 2007. And when I say locked down, it's in the sense that no permits are allowed to be released. Nobody can build currently, and selling is really not an option just because values have been so hurt in there. I really want to see if you guys will look into the annexation that took place. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. But when I look at the annexation and kind of what our current rules are in the state and what our current rules are in the city, an annexation is supposed to have an annexation development agreement, and it's not there. There's no final plat on the land. So how are we a true subdivision if we're missing that documentation? I guess a question of, if I wanted to annex land today and I came into the city and said, I have $2 million, would the city verify funds that are in place, and would they back that and protect the citizens, because that definitely wasn't done. Funds weren't verified. So just questions like that. Again, the community's been locked down since 2007, but two permits have been released between now and then. So we're almost like selecting who can have an opportunity to build and develop and who can't. And it's really affected the community. There's no fire hydrants. There's families with children in there. And I don't understand how the city can provide city fire services without water and fire hydrants. Unfortunately, when the community was built, they tied over six homes into one well, and so they run out of water. And it's weird to think that people in any of our communities would run out of water. There's been one of the houses that got tied into the sewer or the water from the city. And again, it's almost like, how do we pick and choose who gets services and who doesn't? It seems that an annexation is saying, yes, we're agreeing to give you all your services, fire, police, water, sewer, but this community is not allowed to have that until, of course, they bring up the subdivision. The subdivision never had infrastructure, so there's no roads, lights. It was a good old county island at one point, and there was in the workings, there was a lot of promises with the annexation. They promised to do A, B, and C, but nothing was ever done. And so I guess that's my other questions, too, is if conditions haven't been met over an 8-9 year period, how long does the annexation, is it valid? Can it stay intact? And if you guys could all look into it, that'd be fantastic. It'd be great to fix the community, help all the owners that live in there and future people for development. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm impressed that you ended exactly on time.
I was like watching the clock and I was so nervous.
I was just thinking you had this innate, wonderful ability to internally know when to stop talking, but that was, okay. That was still impressive.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll look forward. As you may have heard, we can't respond directly to the concerns you raised, but as you know, we have meetings scheduled with you, so we look forward
and
to
we
working
appreciate
with
it.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Barron.
Hello. My name is Jerry Barron. My address is 15119 South 231st Way. The issue I would like to bring to you is when I first started, I tried to get a hold of you all week for a couple of weeks, and it didn't seem to come through. So I was going to have this meeting to find out why I couldn't get with you. In the meantime, your people called me today, and I would like to thank you for that, you and your staff, for setting up this meeting that we will be having. I am one of the original owners of Ghost Rider. I bought that land in 2005. We're now into 2014. The problems I've had with the land is no development, no growth, no anything, except taxes every year. And that's kind of my scenario of what I'm fighting against is to try to figure out how we can solve this problem. And that's what I want to address with you when we have a meeting. We've had meeting with your other staff at different times. We can't quite seem to come to agreements on those things. And that's well and good, but I'm sure that we can sooner or later work out something. It would be workable for the city as well as for the residents in that area. So I'm looking forward to that. I've been a resident of this city for 36 years. I've been there again, still staying out there paying those taxes for 7 years with no development, nothing happening, and we just can't seem to come to the grips with how we're going to fix this problem. So I'm looking forward to meeting with you. And other than that, I guess that's it for now until we have our meeting. So I'd like to thank you again for setting up this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you for coming out, and we look forward to working with you to get answers to your questions.
Thank you.
You bet. Given that there are no other items from citizens present, I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.